36 million albums, 22 Grammys, 14 number one hits, and countless business ventures, Jay-Z is easily the most decorated artist in hip-hop history. But is he really the best to ever do it?
Nah, go. Somebody has a dope style, and then everybody starts doing it.
He reminded me of myself in so many ways because of his cockiness and arrogance in his rhymes.
Ladies was throwing shoes at him trying to get his attention. So he's doing PSA and dodging shoes.
He had an essence about him that felt bigger than everything that was happening. It just felt like a movie we haven't seen.
I'm Peter Rosenberg.
And I'm Cypher Sound. One App, the original hip-hop podcast, is back. Rosenberg and I are always up to debate the biggest issues in hip-hop, but this season, we're going to be digging deep into the life, music, and legacy of the one and only Jay-Z, a.k.a. Sean Carter, a.k.a. you know who he is.
We're going to be talking to some of his friends, mentors, and collaborators, like New York legends Angie Martinez, Big Daddy Kane. Plus, we'll also talk to some fellow hip-hop nerds like us to figure out how a kid from the projects in Bed-Stuy became the first billion-dollar man in hip-hop.
That's money, baby! And we'll finally settle the debate over if Jay is really the greatest MC of all time. Check out our new season, which drops everywhere on September 24th, and subscribe for free to be alerted when the first episode drops.
That's money, baby? Why'd you say that?
Oh, because Jay-Z's like a billionaire, so it's talking about money.
No, I don't like it.